Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into Whitaker Bank Ballpark. This is the Battle of the Bourbon Trail. Tonight, Leyendas and Legends square off in game two of a three-game series. Hello again, everybody. Andrew Murphy on the mic. Joining you live on PrepSpin.com and the Legends Broadcast Network, bringing you all the action this evening. Get you started with the Leyendas starting lineups. Leading off and in center field is Cole Sturgeon. Batting second, the second baseman, Cullen Large. Batting third, the third baseman, Drew Ellis. Batting fourth, the DH, Cole Cottom. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Becker. Batting sixth and at first base, Webb Little. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mike Million. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Sam Little. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Duran Elmore. It's the starting lineup for the visiting Leyendas Day Lexington. And now a look at the field at the Legends defense. From left to right in the outfield, Nick Akins in left, Ben Revere in center, and Eric Young Jr. in right. Around the horn from third to first, Yvonne DeJesus Jr. at the hot corner, Devin Hairston at shortstop, Brandon Phillips at second base, Matt Winokur plays first. Dalton Cornett behind the dish, taking balls and strikes from Skylar Janisse, tonight's starter for the Lexington Legends. Stands at 6'4", 200 pounds, out of Maidstone, Ontario, Canada. He attended Oklahoma City University and was the 34th round pick by the New York Yankees in 2011. In his last appearance on September 3rd versus the Leyendas, he pitched six innings, giving up four hits, two runs, both of which were earned. He walked two batters and struck out six. He's 1-1 on the season and readies up to face tonight's leadoff hitter for Las Leyendas. That's Cole Sturgeon, the center fielder. Sturgeon, the lefty, slightly open stance in towards the dish as Janisse steals the first pitch. Right down the middle, strike one, 6:52, the official start time of tonight's game. Janisse from the windup with the 0-1 pitch. That's low and away, evening things up at a ball and a strike. Legends donned in their classic home white uniforms with the blue lettering and numbers. And of course, the signature green stash caps, 1-1. Line drive, left center field, into the gap. Akins and Revere going after it. Sturgeon rounding the first base bag as Revere's there at the wall to pick it up and gut it into the cutoff. That's Devin Hairston. So a leadoff double for Cole Sturgeon here in the first inning. Leyendas tonight donned in their home uniforms as well. White front and back with the pink Leyendas lettering and numbering on the back. Aquamarine shoulders running into the sleeves. They're wearing the white pants with the blue stripe. And of course, they're wearing the Sugar Skull caps. They're sporting the LEX batting helmet. I believe both teams, when facing each other, have worn those batting helmets. So Sturgeon's aboard on second base, and the first pitch to Cullen Large is down in the zone, taken for a strike, nothing and one. Large, fifth-round draft pick by the Toronto Blue Jays in 2017. A switch hitter, so on the left side facing the righty Janisse, who now, with a runner on second, is working from the stretch. The 0-1, curveball. Large got a piece of it and fouled it to the backstop, quickly nothing and two. No score, nobody out. Cole Sturgeon on second base. He hit a double to left center field to get things started here in the top of the first. Large, the second baseman, back in the box on the left side. Janisse taking his time on a sign from Cornett. Slowly gives him the nod and drops the light brown glove to his belt. Nothing and two, the delivery to Large. Another line drive, left center field, near the track, near the wall, it bounces off the bottom. Sturgeon waved around third, he'll score. As the ball is thrown in towards third, and Large finds himself at second base with an RBI double. It's 1-0 Leyendas. So two pieces of extra base hitting in a row, scoring the first run for the Leyendas here in the top of the first. Still nobody out. As Drew Ellis readies up on the right side. Our umpires tonight, Marvin King is in the field. Chris Wood calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Righty Ellis readies up. Ellis sparkled last night with two two-run shots And he takes the first pitch on the outer half, nothing and one. Ellis had a two-run homer in the fourth and had a two-run shot again in the sixth. 0-1. Breaker dipped into the lower third of the zone on the outside corner. It's nothing and two. Ellis has switched between the Legends and Landis rosters, but in recent weeks has hit plenty of home runs to go around. He's now got eight on the season. Large aboard at second with a lead. As that one skips away from Cornett, that'll give Large a path to third. He's 90 feet away from home. So Drew Ellis looking at a one ball, two strike count. With nobody out, Landis up 1-0 here in the top of the first. Janisse, the righty with a direct line to Large, got a short lead off the bag, 1-2. It's taken low for a ball, two balls and two strikes. Ellis in total last night, his line score read 2-for-4 with two runs on four RBIs. Of course, those two home runs, he struck out once. Comes into tonight's contest batting 310. Calm and composed in an upright stance, 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss on an outside off-speed pitch. Ellis bats the breeze, one away. First strikeout on the evening for Skyler Janisse, adding to his season total, he's now got 18. So with Ellis down on swinging strikes, Large awaits to be driven home at third base, and Cole Cottom, the right-handed hitting DH, steps in. Slightly closed off stance, playing in towards home plate. Janisse with the first pitch. Swing and a miss. One missed up and away. Got Cottom to chase, and he's behind, nothing and one. Cottom wore the collar last night, going 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Batting 287 on the season in 128 plate appearances. Janisse from the stretch with the 0-1. Breaking ball, missed low and outside, even things up at one ball and one strike. Landis with an early 1-0 lead and one away here in the top of the first. Cottom, a product of the University of Kentucky at the plate. He's drafted by the Boston Red Sox in the fourth round in 2018. 1-1, way over the head of Cornett, and that'll score Cullen Large. It's 2-0 Landis.
I'll sit up here.
That one got over the head of Cornett, who popped right up as soon as he read that one high, and it skipped over his reaching glove. And so the Landis extend their lead to 2 early on in this game. Cole Cottom still at the dish. That pitch made the count 2-1. 2-1, poked foul over the rooftop down the first baseline. Even counted 2-2. Righty takes some time out of the batter's box to adjust his batting gloves. He currently leads the Leyendas in the hits category. He's got 33 of those. Janisse from the windup with the 2-2. Check swung on one that bounced away from Cornett. Home plate umpire Chris Wood called it a strikeout. So two gone, again on swinging strikes, this time from Cole Cottom. Drew Ellis was the first victim of the strikeout from Skyler Janisse. So he's got 2 on the night and 20 on the season. So I mentioned Cottom was a product of the University of Kentucky. Luke Becker came from the same place and drafted the same year in the ninth round by the San Diego Padres. Lefty takes a low fastball, one ball, no strikes. Becker coming in batting 311 on the year. That's in 121 plate appearances. He's just behind his former UK teammate in the hits category with 32 as he just took one outside, two balls, no strikes. At UK, Becker was an everyday starter, showed positional versatility, 2-0. Fly ball, left field, drifting foul, and that'll land in the seats. It's 2-1. Nobody on the bags, two gone here in the bottom of the first. Leyendas with an early 2-0 lead over the Legends. Skylar Janisse already with two earned runs. The 2-1 pitch. Becker flies this one to left center field. Akins and Revere going back, and it's over the wall. A solo shot will extend the Leyendas lead to 3 here in the top of the first. As he crosses home plate, that's Luke Becker's second home run on the season. And a guy who's profiled, at least here in the Battle of the Bourbon Trail, is more of an effective contact hitter. He had a blast right there, just over the left center field wall. Left center field has been a popular place for fly balls this evening. First pitch to the lefty, Webb Little. Dips downstairs and misses the zone. One ball, no strikes. Sturgeon led off with a double to left center field. Cullen Large followed with an RBI double to the same place. 1-0 to Little. That's taken down and away. Nicked the corner. One ball and one strike. Webb Little appeared in last night's game, going 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. Swing and a miss, set a curveball, down and away, one ball, two strikes now. 3-0 Leyendas here in the top of the first on that solo shot from Luke Becker. 1-2 pitch, taken high for a ball. So twos all across the board now, two balls, two strikes, two gone. Leyendas up 3-0 here in the top of the first. Janisse from the windup and the 2-2. Line drive over the head of Hairston. Rolls into left center field. Little rounding the first base bag, but it'll hold up there as Akins quickly put the glove on it and gunned it into Phillips, covering the second base bag. So now 4 total hits given up by Skylar Janisse here in the top of the first, and there's a meeting on the mound. So last night, the Legends and Leyendas squared off in game one of this 3-game series. And from what it looked like, the Leyendas pretty much had the win secured, scoring 7 runs total through 7 innings. And then in the bottom of the 8th, the Legends put up a 5 spot. Wasn't necessarily any extra base hitting, but rather a stringing together of offensive opportunities that allowed the Legends to come out on top 8-7. Robbie Rowland with a fantastic 3 strikeout performance to close things and secure game one of this series for the Legends. And so the Leyendas come out smoking hot. They have a 3-0 lead here in the top of the first. Righty Mike Million takes a strike on the outer half, 0-1. Appears that the heavens have opened up and there's a little bit of precipitation on the field. 0-1. That's taken just a bit outside. One ball, one strike. So Webb Little aboard at first. He had a line drive to left center field. The 1-1 to Million. That's popped up over the screen. Lands in the seats behind home. One ball, two strikes. Now, Million didn't appear in last night's game, but on September 10th versus the Florence Freedom here at Whitaker Bank Ballpark, he went 0-for-4, but scored a run as he got aboard on an error by the shortstop, Tyler Fitzgerald. Ball and two strikes, the pitch, taken up and in. Now an even count at 2-2. Million, a native of St. Louis, Missouri, 23 years old, O'Fallon, Missouri to be specific, but as a St. Louis native myself, folks from O'Fallon are part of the St. Louis metro area, so they'll usually tell you I'm from St. Louis. 2-2. Check swung on an outside pitch. Million didn't go around. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Million attended Christian Brothers College High School in St. Louis, colloquially known as CBC. He went on to play at Missouri Southern State University. Janisse with the payoff. Lifted in the air to shallow left field. Akins comes in on it, and he makes the catch. The side is retired. So the Leyendas take an early 3-0 lead As we head to the bottom of the first, Legends up to bat. We'll have your lineups for you when baseball returns on the Legends Broadcast Network.